Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, Nerds of the Round Table. I am, of course, Antonio Padilla. Joining with me is Mr. Swagtastic. Swag, say what's up.
Hey, voice,
Cliff.
Just the voice.
Yes, there he is. The disembodied voice returns. Cliff couldn't be here. He's got some work stuff going on, and that got in the way of him being here. But hopefully he'll be back soon. We are recording October 29th, 2021. That means we're 2 days out from Halloween, which is why I do this. but by the time this episode is up and for you to listen to or you to watch on YouTube, Halloween will be over. So I don't know why I did this.
Yeah.
I guess I just wanted to. Also, it will be too late for me to give a shout out, but I'm going to give a shout out anyways to the Halloween special that we put up this year, the Monster Mash. Listeners, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, it's because it's not available for listening, because that would defeat the purpose.
Yeah.
It is only available on the Nerds of the Roundtable YouTube channel because it is intended to be watched, not listened to. If you go watch it, you'll understand. But again, by the time I'm saying any of this or you're hearing any of this, it will be too late. But go give it a watch anyways, because I've already got ideas for next year's Halloween special. And, you know, I'm really proud of the work that we all put into this one, whether it was myself, Cliff, Swag, and everybody else who was involved. I'm just really proud of the work everybody did. So, yeah, I want to give it a shout out. So there it is. But hey, like I said, October 29th, 2021, that is when we are recording this episode. It will be up after Halloween. That all being said, Swag, let's get into it. Because, man, I don't know if you know this, we have quite a bit of news to get through today.
Yeah. You kind of thought so.
Yeah, there's quite a bit to get through. And like I said, I know you have some game stuff that you want to talk about, so I'm going to go ahead and let you take the reins at the top of this episode, and what's going on in the gaming world right now?
Yeah, so I'm probably missing some other things, but just what came to me when I was thinking about it, Resident Evil skins dropped on Fortnite, and not just that. It's also impressive and just worthy of a note that they managed to keep this collab secret up until the day of release.
They really did, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember, like, I wasn't even playing Fortnite. I was, like, playing Call of Duty. And I looked at my phone, and I saw somebody, like, posted the leak. And I was like, oh, cool, Resident Evil skins. And I watched the video, and they were like, it's coming out tonight. And I was like, wait, what? We only found out now, and it's coming out tonight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was crazy. They're really, really nice, really well done. I think everybody in the Fortnite community agreed that, like, these looked really good. Because so you're probably seeing them up on screen, but in case, you know, you're listening or... you know, you just don't know it. There was the classic versions of Jill and Chris, but they come with the newer styles from the recent games. So we have Resident Evil 3 Remake Jill as well as Resident Evil 8 Chris as options. And they all look pretty good. Enthusiasts. Yeah, the both are enthusiasts.
That was a nice little reference, Easter egg.
Yeah.
For the fans. No, go ahead.
Those descriptions are just great. Like, I love that that's where they put, like, small little Easter eggs like that.
Yeah, no, going back to what you were saying earlier, I agree with you. You know, I was one of those people who, I had no idea these were coming, that this was happening. Mm-hmm. Literally, I think you're the one who sent it to me.
Yeah.
You were like, hey, man, did you hear about this? I was like, no. Because I didn't even know, and yeah. So I was away by the fact that they were able to keep this a secret as long as they did, because normally we get these leaks weeks in advance, if not months. But yeah, no, I was really surprised. I think they look great.
Yeah.
And yeah, It's very cool, especially since, you know, it's Halloween season. It makes a lot of sense that there would be something Resident Evil available. Although, like I said, that movie coming out next month doesn't really make a lot of sense, but whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. But yeah, no, I think they look great, man. I think they look great. And
Yeah.
yeah, good on them for keeping that you know, as good a secret as they did. So
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said,
also
like
before, oh, go ahead, go ahead.
it's before we bef like yeah, we found out the day of, but also like it the news had only dropped like hours before the actual release. So that was again, nuts that they just kept it secret for so long.
Yeah, like literally we found out the day of. So
Yeah.
yeah, that's insane. Also, I want to, before we forget, the Doom skins that they dropped for Fortnite. I know it happened, you know, during the week that we took off, and that was the same week that Dune premiered, but if you want to
Yeah.
throw those up on screen real quick to let everybody see them,
Yep.
I think they look great, you know. Of
Yep.
course, you get Paul Atreides,
Yeah.
aka modded controller 360,
Yeah.
and you get Chani, who, you know, obviously played by Zendaya in the film, and they look great as well. What are those called? Do we call them accessories or what?
Yeah. Well, yeah, 'cause it's like we have the backpacks and then like I think the harvesting tools, the pickaxes, which is just the knives and the maker hooks or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All very cool looking stuff.
Oh yeah, and the ornithopter glider.
As glider, yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. And hey, you know, let's talk about it real quick because we saw Dune.
Yep.
I loved it. I loved the movie. Thought it was great. I'm gonna give it a 10 out of 10. Just off the top of my head, because like I loved it, man. I was looking forward to this movie so much, being a fan of the source material and for the most part the previous adaptations. But
Yeah.
this was on a whole nother level. Like visually, the acting, the performances were incredible from everybody across the board. I loved the costume design, I loved the production design, even though, I mean, let's be real, most of the movie is in a giant desert. So it's like,
Yeah.
you know, they literally went to a desert to shoot. But I
Yep.
mean, you know, if that's what the story calls for, I mean, why not? But you know, I just really loved this movie. I really loved it. And so yeah, it's a 10 out of 10. It's easily up there in my top three movies of 2021. And I cannot wait for part two, which we will talk about a little bit later. What about you, Swag? What do you think of Dune?
Yeah, it's the thing where like this was the first time I'd ever been exposed to any of the story just at all. So it was pretty crazy, I'm not gonna lie. And it was that thing of like again not knowing certain things about how the story was gonna play out also helped with my enjoyment of it. Although like I told you, I was like I knew Jason Momoa's character was gonna die just from the trailer, like way back when, and I was like, oh no, he's gonna die, is he? But again, like you said when we were talking about it that day, it's like it was pretty epic the way he went out, and like I agree, like that was a really sick scene.
The way, yeah, that scene, he really got to show off and be as Jason Momoa as we all know him to be. But put it that way. But like I was saying to you, because we talked a little bit, and again, we've seen the movie, but I don't want to spoil anything for anyone who hasn't gotten to see it yet. But I will say this, there was a moment you were talking to me about, and again, you were talking about like certain characters, and you were like, oh, it sucks most of them again. I will say this again, I hope this isn't too much of a spoiler, but certain characters you think you see for the last time in this movie are not the last time you're going to see them.
Yeah.
So just putting that out there, you can take that however you want. I mean, and the cast for this movie is insane, man. Like, I'm thinking about it in retrospect. Like, everyone from, you know, Timothy Chalamet and Oscar Isaac, Jason Momoa, Josh Brolin, Rebecca Ferguson, Zendaya. Just everybody, man. Like, everybody. This cast was crazy, crazy. But really great. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Man. Yeah, I think I'm going to agree with you. I think that was like a 10 out of 10. Because throughout the whole thing, like, there wasn't a moment where I was just... Like it felt like it was going on for too long. It honestly felt a little too short for me. I think it was just because of how it ended, and it felt like it got cut off too short. But it, you know, flowed well. I was at the edge of my seat the entire time, and I just wanted more. So, yeah, 10 out of 10 for me.
Yeah. Yeah, and I, you know, I've heard that from a lot of people where they felt... Because, you know, if the movie... Not saying this is the only thing it does great, but like it really pulls you in and gets you invested. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it does. The ending does kind of come out of nowhere. That's sort of one thing I've heard from everybody. But I mean, that also kind of tells you about how compelling it was that people were like, "Wait, this is where it ends." Like, come on. So
yeah.
So, but yeah, no. But like I said, I think that would be a real problem if the movie came out and Warner Brothers decided, like, no, we're not going to do a sequel. Like, that would really suck. Yeah. But thankfully, did well enough that they did Green Light Part 2. So, and again, we'll talk about that a little bit later because I don't want to get in the way of the game segment, but I just wanted to, we don't forget to talk about it since we mentioned the Fortnite skins. But yeah, 10 out of 10. If you haven't seen Dune, go check it out. If you can be safe about it, go check it out in theaters. Go check it out in IMAX. I didn't get to see it in IMAX. I've heard IMAX is incredible. So hopefully I'll maybe get a chance to see it. And again, if you can't be safe or if you just don't feel safe going to a theater, it is available on HBO Max currently. So go check it out there. Let us know what you thought of Dune. Anyway, Swag, back to games. I didn't
mean to. It's fine. No, that was great. I'm glad we got to talk about that. Oh, yeah, and now that we're going through it, I remembered Dune and Resident Evil, but we also got The Batman Who Laughs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Indeed. Yep. So that was, again, like, these skins look great. Like, we got to Batman Who Laughs, and it looks amazing in-game. So much so that it was pretty popular for a few days there after it came out, because I saw a lot of Batman Who Laughs around the battlefield that week.
I would imagine the battlefield would be littered with them.
Yeah, it was. But it was, like, so fun, because, like, seeing it, like, it was so recognizable. And, like, that's something that should, like, that, you know, like, that's a good thing. If you can make that happen, it's, like, you did your job well. I really like it. I really think they did a really great job. The thing that kind of bums me out, though, a little bit is because with these skins, sometimes they will, well, most of the times, they will release the bundle with all the other stuff, but it will come with a loading screen, which they've done really great pieces of art for the loading screens. One of which was my wallpaper on my laptop for a while. But they had a really cool one made for this. But the thing that really sucked is you have to buy the comic that came out to get it. So it's like, ah, man. But, yeah.
I mean, I get why they do that, but...
Yeah.
It kind of sucks.
But, yeah, it was, you know, we had a pretty good set of weeks for, like, just, like, news, but also, like, Fortnite was cranking out a ton of skins. Like, that's why I forgot all of them, because there was just one after the other.
yeah, for sure. Yeah, they've been pumping out content like crazy, so.
Yeah.
Good for them. That's always good. And good for the people who play, because, you know, you never run out of stuff
Yeah, exactly.
You're not getting bored, you know, and that's great.
Yep. So yeah, that's what's been going on in Fortnite. As I did mention in our fandom episode at the end, I
Yes.
have been playing Far Cry 6, and I've been having a really good time again,
Hey, Mick.
Giancarlo.
Just go ahead and keep talking. I'll be right back.
Okay. Giancarlo Esposito, wonderful performance. Like, shouldn't be a surprise, but this character is just amazing. I am surprised he hasn't played a character like this yet before, but he's doing it now, and again, he's doing something completely new. He's actually doing an accent, and it sounds great. Like, he doesn't sound out of place, like, it works. But yeah, that said, again, game's wonderful, enjoying it, haven't completed it. But if you have been keeping up with people who have been playing the game, and or just it popped up in the news recently, just people like making articles about it, Giancarlo's character, Anton Castillo, has been apparently Ubisoft has made emails in the perspective of the character and been sending them to people who haven't beaten the game yet. So people have been getting, I wouldn't be surprised if I have any. I don't remember what email I have on my Ubisoft account, but pretty much people have been getting emails from Giancarlo's character mocking them for taking so long to
Wow,
him.
that's
Yeah.
awesome. That is
Yeah.
so cool. You know, I'm a sucker for stuff like that when companies do that for the projects. Like, I love that stuff. That
Yeah.
is so cool. Yeah.
Like, I need to figure out what email I have just to go and see, check my inbox and see how
Right.
many emails
You probably have a bunch of
I've
them right now.
got. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Like, it's again, like, yeah, it's amazing when companies do this. It's always fun, and it just makes things super interesting. Like, especially again, like in this case, like, it's the main villain making fun of you for taking so long. Like,
Yeah.
as it's like, where are you? What are you doing right now?
Yeah, no, I love when companies do that. Like, you know, it like I was talking about with the Kill the Suicide still the Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League video game, they had the phone number that you could call or text or whatever, and I was having so much fun with that. And it's like, 'cause it helps bring that world to life, you know? So even in the tiniest of ways, it's still like something, and I love when they do that. So, yeah,
Yeah.
man, that's awesome. That is so
Yeah.
cool.
So yeah, if you guys, if you guys are interested at all in the game, you could definitely go check out videos and stuff. I have my own, but I definitely recommend picking this up and playing it because it's really good so far.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But yeah, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. If you're playing, if you are playing, let us know what you think. And have you gotten any emails? That's I definitely want to hear about that. But yeah, so let us know. But thank you, Swag, for keeping everybody in the loop. All that stuff sounds awesome. Very, very cool. Before we get into the news, ladies and gentlemen, since we did our quick little Dune review at the top of the show, I'm gonna do a rapid fire series just real quick, because I've been getting caught up on a lot of movies lately, and I'm just going to do these real quick. So I know this movie came out in 2020 last year, Arch Enemy, starring Joe Manganiello, but I just watched it this last weekend, and this movie blew me away. I can't believe I slept on it this long, and if you're sleeping on it, you need to check this out. This is an incredible movie, great visual style. It does not drag at all. Honestly, it felt like it was a little too short. I wanted more. Go check it out. It's a tight 90-minute runtime. The cast is phenomenal. It's not just Joe. Glenn Howerton from It's Always Sunny is in this movie. He plays a bad guy, and he's not being funny in the movie at all. He's genuinely doing a performance. Also, Paul Scheer, another comedian, is in this movie as well. And again, not doing a comedic performance, he is also very scary in this movie. So I highly recommend this movie if you haven't seen it. Also, the director of photography on this film is Halina Hutchinson. And if that name sounds unfamiliar, she is the director of photography who recently passed due to an accident on a film shoot this last week. I'm not going to get into those details right now because I don't really want to bring down the mood of it, even though I just did. But I just want to give a shout out to her and the work she did. My heart goes out to her family and everybody who was involved in that horrific event. Not to brush it aside, but like I said, I really just don't want to bring down the show. It's a great way to honor her legacy and the work she did by checking out a previous project. So go check this movie out. It's worth a watch. I also finally saw Don't Breathe 2. And boy, I was not expecting to enjoy this one as much as I did. Now, don't take that the wrong way. Everybody knows I loved the first Don't Breathe. I was very much looking forward to this one. But when the trailer dropped and we talked about it on this show, I was very concerned about the direction they were taking the story. But having seen the movie, all those concerns are put to bed. I really enjoyed it. And yeah, so I highly recommend that one. If you're a fan of the first one, check it out. If you're not a fan of the first one, you're not going to be a fan of this one. So there it is. Also, finally, saw Free Guy, which Swag, you also saw this one. So if you want to do a quick little review on this one, go ahead. But I give this a 9 out of 10. This was such a fun, enjoyable, funny movie. A great time if you're watching it by yourself, if you're watching it with friends, you're watching it with family, this is a great time. If you're looking for something to watch while you're spending time with your family, check this out. It's great. It's good fun. I loved it. Swag, what about you?
Yeah, agreed. Like, it was fun sitting down with some people and just watching it and having a good time. Again, like, Ryan Reynolds, like, from the trailers, I knew he was going to kill it, and he did. It was amazing. Just nonstop laughs. It was great. So, yeah, I'll agree with that, like, 9 out of 10 for sure.
Yeah, it was a great time. It was a good time. Also, just real quick to clarify, I know you saw, like, I had Don't Breathe in 4K, and this is a standard Blu-ray. The Blu-ray actually is the better choice to go with on this one. The 4K for Free Guy, not good. So if you're looking for the best picture quality, go with the Blu-ray. And that's not me knocking 4K. Obviously, you're going to see a lot of them here. It's just sometimes they look good, sometimes they don't. Free Guy is one of the examples where the Blu-ray looks better than the 4K. So next up, this is another one. Swag also saw this one. I do not recommend this movie. Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins. Wow. Where do I start? How do I keep this as compact as I can? I was really looking forward to this movie. I'm a huge Snake Eyes fan. I'm a huge G.I. Joe fan. So obviously I was really looking forward to this movie. And for the most part, it's an enjoyable action movie. However, yeah. This movie commits a cardinal sin in filmmaking and storytelling in that it fumbles the story between its two main characters in such an epic way that it renders the movie unwatchable.
Yep.
Like, if they hadn't made the one mistake they make in this movie, it would be a pretty good movie. But unfortunately, the one mistake they made completely renders this unwatchable. So I do not recommend this movie. This gets a 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
It's not good. And like I said, for the most part, it's pretty enjoyable. But when it comes down to it, it completely misunderstands the dynamic between its two lead characters. And that's what drags it down to a 3 out of 10 for me. Swag, what about you?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think I'm going to go with the same score, like 3, because, like, yeah, it was pretty enjoyable up until that point. And it's that thing where, like, you know, I didn't like it whenever I got the chance after seeing it to complain about it to people, I took that opportunity.
And Scott's not a complainer, by the way.
No.
rarely complains about anything. Yeah. And the fact that, yeah, the fact that even he was telling people to stay away from it should tell you enough.
Yeah. I remember I was sitting down with just the Blue Boys. Like, it was me, yeah. Dr. Quack, our friend Mitchell, and our Uncle Ern, and we were just talking, and I don't remember what happened. I think I started using the Snake Eyes skin in Fortnite, and somebody was like pointing out, saying, "Oh, you're playing Snake Eyes." I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna do my boy justice on like that garbage movie."
Go ahead.
And then like I went on my whole rant, and at the end of it, towards the end of it, they were like, "Oh, I'm gonna check it out." I was like, "Don't, do not, trust me, don't."
Yeah. I should clarify, like, I am not a fan of this version of Snake Eyes. I still love Snake Eyes, the character. Yes. But this ain't it. So,
yep.
Which is too bad, because the cast was great, and like I said, the action, choreography, stunts, everything was fantastic. Costume design, set design. The movie should have been great, and it was almost great. But just the one fumble,
yep,
completely undid all the good that this movie did. So,
and I do want to give credit, the actor who played Storm Shadow, amazing, wonderful performance. Yeah. Like
Andrew Shoji. Like, yeah. Like I was saying, I saw him on Warrior, which is on HBO Max right now, so go check it out. But I saw him in that prior to this, and when I saw he was in this movie, I was like, oh, I like that guy. Cool.
Nice. So yeah, like he, amazing. Like if they continue with it, I would just want to see him do more Storm Shadow, like for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I love that dude, and it really did.
It just sucked. Yeah.
This movie.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, you could have done so much good with this character. But yeah, not to keep harping on it. It's not good. Don't waste your time or your money. Nope. next up, this movie right here, The Green Knight. Holy crap. Look, I could go on and on and on about how much I loved this movie and why you guys all need to watch it, but I'm going to put it, we don't have time. Yeah. What I'm going to say is 10 out of 10. Again, this is probably in my top three of 2021. This is a fantastic movie, visually gorgeous to look at, great performances from the entire cast. Everything about this movie blew me away. Now, I should clarify, if you've only seen the trailers or TV spots or whatever, and you're going into this movie expecting this big, epic action adventure with battle scenes and fights, that's not what this movie is. There are no fight scenes. There are no battle scenes. It's a very complex study of humanity and human nature. And if I were to try and explain it to anybody, it's a meditation on honor, and not the cliched ways that action movies present the idea of honor. The movie like makes you question, is honor more than just empty words and gestures? Is there something more to it? And how does that drive human beings and the choices we make, the consequences of those choices, and the fate of an individual based on those consequences caused by those choices that we make? That's what this movie is about. And it's beautiful. I was telling Swag about it after I saw it. Like the last, genuinely like the last 3 minutes of the movie, when we finally come to the culmination of everything that happens, and I was just like, huh. And I kind of sat there just thinking about, like, it genuinely made me think, and it opened up my eyes and blew my mind. Look, I could go on and on and on and on about how great this movie is. Go check it out. I highly recommend it to anybody. It's awesome. It's awesome. Fantastic. Next up, again, real quick, because I'm trying to get through all these. Yeah. Right here. Injustice, the animated movie. Look, y'all know I love me some DC animated movies. I love me some DC movies. And you know, I'm a huge fan of the Injustice video games, so obviously I was really looking forward to this movie. It did not disappoint. If you're a fan of the video games or the comic books that came based on the video game, check it out. I highly recommend it. There are going to be some surprises, though, if you're expecting it to be a one-to-one adaptation, you are going to be surprised, because I was surprised. There were things that happened that I was not expecting, and it definitely kept me on my toes. Yeah, fantastic. Cast was great. Animation was gorgeous. Storytelling, fantastic. It felt like, again, this one felt very tight. It moved. There wasn't a lot of time to sort of feel drawn out and drag out. But, and also, there's a moment in the movie, I'm going to warn everybody up front, it literally reduced me to tears. And I was not expecting that to happen in the movie. So there it is. Go check it out. I'm going to give it a 8 out of 10. It was really great. Really great. The last one, this is also going to be appropriate for Halloween, but I mean, you can really watch this anytime you want. This movie came out this year. I don't know if you can see the title there on screen. Night of the Animated Dead. And what it is, swag, it's an animated remake of Night of the Living Dead.
Nice.
And it's really good. I honestly didn't even know this was a thing that was happening until I saw it on the shelf. And I picked it up, and I was not disappointed by it. It's great. It's basically a one-to-one remake of the movie, just in animated form. Like, they don't really change anything. I think they used the original script, and they just animated it. And it's great. It's worth a watch. So I was really surprised by that. Again, I didn't know it was a thing that was happening until I saw it on the shelf, and I picked it up, watched it, and I enjoyed it. So. But there they are, ladies and gentlemen. Those are all the movies that I've recently gotten caught up on. And I would recommend all of them except for G.I. Joe.
Yep.
Except for Snake Eyes. That's the only one I would not recommend to anybody. But all the other movies that were on that list that you saw, check them out. They're pretty good. But yeah, so there's all of that. Out of the way. And swag, let's get into the news, because like I said, we do surprisingly have a lot of news to get through today. We've got some trailers.
Yep.
Let's talk about some trailers, swag. First of all, we missed this one a couple of weeks ago because we took a week off. We did a show, took another week off, and then we did the Halloween special, which was up. So we missed a few trailers. I want to talk about the Scream trailer, aka Scream 5. Y'all know I'm a huge Scream fan. You saw the way I came into this episode this week. And Cliff and I are big Scream fans. We've been talking about this for years and years and years. We've been talking about it on this show. We talk about it as often as we can. So we finally got the trailer for Scream, aka Scream 5, which is coming out January 14th, 2022. I loved this trailer. Now, again, this is the first Scream movie without Wes Craven, because he passed away in 2015, rest in peace. But so obviously, even myself, I was a bit hesitant going into this, knowing Wes was not involved. Obviously, he passed away. But considering Kevin Williamson is involved, and he's the guy who wrote Scream, Scream 2, and Scream 4, I feel like his guidance on this project is more than enough to put any concerns to rest. And based on this trailer, yeah, I would say that is definitely the case. I love this trailer. The atmosphere it establishes, the tone. I was genuinely frightened for the young lady at the start of the trailer, played by Jenna Ortega. And so, yeah, it looks great visually. Looks amazing. The cast is incredible. I mean, we could talk about the cast all day, but we won't. Like I said, we got a lot to get through. I love it, man. I'm looking forward to this even more than I already was. Swag, what did you think of the trailer for Scream?
Yeah, it was... Again, it's the thing where it's like I haven't really watched the originals. And also just... I think, like, my interest in it, like, came around when... Which I don't know why I didn't cover this in games, but just a quick mention. They added Ghostface to Call of Duty.
Right.
And so that's where my interest came in, because I was just hearing all the voice lines from the character, and it was just amazing. So yeah, and again, like, seeing the trailer, like, yeah, it looks good. Looks really good. Like, I should definitely catch up. I should probably watch some of the older ones and then check this one out.
I mean, if nothing else, man, I think you need to watch the original.
Yeah, for sure.
It's the classic. And like I said, that movie was such a game changer. The slasher movie was dead. And then Scream came along and rejuvenated the franchise, the genre. Nice. And what Scream did most of all was it wasn't the first movie and probably not the first horror movie, but it was the first time that a horror movie, a slasher movie, was so self-aware of itself. Like with the meta humor, like a lot of people at the time, and believe it or not, a lot of people today don't realize Scream is supposed to be funny. It is poking fun at the tropes of the genre. They made that parody movie, Scary Movie, which was a parody of Scream. And I remember when that movie came out, I was like, this is redundant, because Scream was already a satire. Scream was already a satire, but like they clearly didn't understand that. And yeah. That's fun. That makes it even funnier. But yeah, like Scream was that movie. Again, it wasn't the first horror movie that did it, or even the first movie, but it was the one that put that so deep into the mainstream consciousness that so many horror movies and so many movies nowadays are like this. So yeah, man, like that's sort of the lasting legacy of Scream. And I think you definitely, if nothing else, you should definitely check out the first one, because it is a classic and it still holds up. So
yeah, definitely.
But yeah, so again, not to keep harping on and on about it, but the trailer for Scream, it is Scream 5, even though it's just called Scream. And even that is a commentary on how new horror movies, even though they're sequels, will use the title of the first one. Like Halloween, the 2018 Halloween movie is just called Halloween, even though it's not a remake, it's not a reboot, it's a sequel. And this year's Candyman did the same thing. It's just called Candyman, but it's not a remake, it's not a reboot, it's a sequel. So even Scream, like, you think they're following a trend, but it's like, no, they're commenting on the fact that that's the trend. And I remember when they first announced the title, I was like, that's dumb. But me, schmuck that I am, forgot this is what Scream does. You know? And then I was like, oh, that's right, this is what they do. This makes total sense. But so yeah, I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. I can't wait to see the movie. And again, coming at you January 14th, 2022. Swag, any final thoughts on the Scream trailer?
No, not really. Just, you know, like, I definitely gotta watch the original and check this one out when I can.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the next trailer. This is something that I only saw this trailer yesterday, and looking at the date on it, it was only uploaded yesterday. I didn't know this was a thing until I saw the trailer yesterday. There's a trailer that came out. I know you haven't seen it, because, like I said, I only just saw it yesterday. For Jeepers Creepers Reborn. And again, had no idea this was even a thing. Watched the trailer. It's a very short trailer. It's only 16 seconds long. And because of that, I was very confused as to whether or not this was even a real movie. And by that, I mean, part of me thought this might be a fan film. And that's not, again, I use that term real movie. That's not to devalue anything. Like, a fan film is no less real than, you know, if it was a studio film, it just makes it less official than a studio film. That's, I guess, what I should. But I guess this is an official sequel. And again, it's 16 seconds of footage, so it's not a lot to go off of. It looks kind of like they're doing the haunted house version of Jeepers Creepers. Again, this is just based on 16 seconds of footage. I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I think anything would be an improvement over Jeepers Creepers 3. I talked about it on the show. before, I thought 3 was a massive disappointment and a total piece of crap, waste of time. And by the way, that's not me saying I don't like the first two. I love the first Jeepers Creepers, the first two. Those are like some of the only horror movies that legitimately scare the living crap out of me. So I love the first two Jeepers Creepers. The third one was a total disappointment and waste of time. So again, this, the existence of this just confuses me. I'm confounded. And I can only really comment on the 16 seconds of footage that we've seen. So I don't really have an opinion. I'm just really confused on it.
Wow.
I don't know if you have anything to say about it, Swag. Do you?
I mean, not really. I mean, I only know what you've told me about it. So.
Yeah. So, you know, it's out there. It's a thing I felt it was worth mentioning. So we mentioned it. I'm going to keep my eye on it, and I'll keep you up to date. But as of right now, like I said, I really just don't have any opinion on it one way or the other. It's just really confusing. But I'm sure that confusion will be alleviated later. It does say it's releasing in 2022, although no specific date is given. So I'll keep an eye on it. So there it is. If you've seen it, let us know what you think, and if you know anything about it, please let us know, because like I said, I have no idea. All right, Swag, let's talk about a trailer that dropped a couple days ago, 2 days ago to be exact. We got the first full trailer, well, not even a full trailer, it's kind of a teaser trailer. But we got the first official teaser trailer for Lightyear, starring boy Chris Evans as Buzz Lightyear, the real Buzz Lightyear, who the action figure that we saw in the Toy Story movies is based off. I love this trailer, man.
Yeah.
I love this trailer. I mean, I've been hyped for this movie since they announced it. And this trailer did not disappoint. I love it, man. I think it looks great. I can't wait. I'm so excited for Chris Evans because, like I said, the morning the trailer dropped, I saw it because he tweeted it.
Yeah.
And with a caption, just how excited he is about this movie and how excited he is for everybody to see it. And that made me so happy and excited for him. So, yeah. And then I watched it and I had a smile on my face the whole time watching this trailer, man. It looks so good. It looks so good. What are your thoughts on this trailer, Swag?
Yeah, I remember waking up that morning. And I was doing that thing and I was just scrolling and I saw it and I was like, okay, let's see it. And yeah, I think it also helped like knowing that this was supposed to be like about the actual character and not the toy that we know.
Yeah.
But again, like it looks great. Like I can't wait. I can't wait to see more. Again, like visually it looks amazing. And just like we didn't really get a whole lot of dialogue either, but also like the way that it ends was really great. Like I feel like that made everything just, it topped it off, you know what I mean? It was just great.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we get to see Zurg. Like I really do, because again, character design is amazing, so that really has me wondering what is he gonna look like in the movie.
Bro, you're right, man. I didn't even think about that, because it's like, yeah, I mean, if there are action figures and toys based on this guy and his adventures,
yeah,
like why not, you know? Like I'm like, where, or even like where, like, even if it's not Emperor Zurg, like, I'm sure that's based on something or someone, you know? So we'll see. Yeah, I didn't even think about that, man. That has me really excited now.
Yeah. I also can't wait to see the toys that come out of this one.
Right? Oh, that's going to be so awesome. Yeah. Also, give a shout-out to the use of David Bowie's Starman.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic choice.
That's the thing, like, I gotta say, like, every time you do, like, some type of space thing, like, if it's, like, a movie or a game, like, if you don't use a Bowie song, like, I don't know what you're doing.
You're not using a Bowie song. What you doing?
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. Yeah, every time. Mm-hmm. Every time.
It works.
But yeah, man, this trailer looks great. I can't wait to see the movie. And it's coming out summer 2022. No exact release date. But we'll keep you guys updated. So There it is, the first trailer for Lightyear. Let us know what you thought of it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Swag. Let's get into it. I saved this one for last because I know this is the one you and I were waiting on for a long time. And We finally got it. Ladies and gentlemen, we finally got the first trailer for the Uncharted movie. And look, I think this movie looks great. At being someone who played the games when they first came out, I still have my original PS3 copies of the first three. And, I've been looking forward to this movie for a long time. It's changed directors so many times. This movie's been in development for so long that Mark Wahlberg aged out of playing Nathan Drake, and now he's Sully. But that being said, based on this trailer alone, I dig the casting. I think Mark Wahlberg's doing a great job as Sully. No, he doesn't look like the character we recognize from the games, but again, I don't care. I think he's giving a great performance. He's got a lot of that Sully energy, and the banter between him and Nathan, it feels legit. It feels like genuine stuff that you would see in the video game. And I like Tom Holland, what he's doing. Again, just based on the trailer, I think he's doing it. I think he's channeling Nathan Drake very well.
Yeah.
I think it looks great. I've seen a lot of people complaining about it online, and I'm like, did we watch the same trailer? Because I think this looks great. I can't wait to see it.
I know.
What about you, Swag? What about you?
Yeah. I don't even think... Yeah, like, this came as a surprise, this trailer. Like, I remember, like, that day, like, I woke up and I just saw it on YouTube on my screen. And I was like, wait a minute, what? Hold on, I clicked on it. Like, that was the first thing I watched. And, like, I remember, like, it was so early, like, I knew you weren't going to be up for me to talk to you about it. So I just... When I got done with it the first time, I was just so hyped, so pumped. I was so into it that I started it over again.
Yeah.
And I watched it four times in a row. Like, it was great. I loved it. And yeah, like, Tom kills it. Like, and that was the thing, like, I had to clarify to people, like, a lot before this trailer came out. Because I remember the news came out back that he was going to be Nathan Drake. And I remember people were like, I was, like, pretty excited. I was like, yeah, that's cool. And people were like, why? You don't like him as Spider-Man? I was like, I like him as Spider-Man and Peter Parker. Yeah. I just don't like the way that they wrote his character.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Tom Holland is not the problem with those movies. No. The writing on those movies is the problem.
Yeah. So, like, again, like, this just proves my point further. Like, Tom's great. He's wonderful. He knows what he's doing. He understands these characters. And so to see him, like, playing Nathan Drake, delivering these lines the same way Nolan North would, it made me so happy to see that in live action.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too. Like I said, there were moments where, and it's mostly, like, during the airplane scene, like, when he sees the car come, he's like, oh, crap. Like, the way he delivered that was so Nathan Drake to me.
Yeah.
That I smiled so big off of just like one little line.
Yep.
But yeah, and again, like talking about like the banter and the chemistry between him and Mark Wahlberg as Sully, we talked about it. There's that moment where they're talking and you know he's doing this and he's like, touching your ear, you look like an idiot. I was like, that was such a Sully moment that I was like, dude, I love this. I love this. Like, and again, like people who were complaining about it, it's like, you guys are just haters and you just want to hate on everything.
Yeah.
So, and I know how that sounds coming from me, but like, like, this is completely unwarranted. Like, I saw so many people say, like, if I didn't know this was an Uncharted movie, I would, there's nothing here to identify it as Uncharted. And I was like, again, I was like, did we watch the same trailer? Yeah. Because you see the pirate ship. You see the airplane sequence is straight out of Uncharted 3. It's the exact thing. Tom Holland is wearing multiple of the video game looks in this trailer. And again, like, so, like, sure, Mark Wahlberg as Sully doesn't look like Sully from the video games, but again, his performance is so on point that I don't care. I don't care. So I think it looks great, man. I think it looks great. I'm really looking forward to this movie, and no one's going to bring me down off of this hype. I think it looks fantastic.
Yeah. I did not expect to see Chloe in this at all. Of all characters, I was like, wait, what?
Me neither, buddy. like I said, I knew Tom Holland was in the movie, and Mark Wahlberg was in the movie. I knew Antonio Banderas was in the movie. I heard nothing about casting for Chloe. Like, I heard nothing. And maybe that was just me, but I heard nothing, and that was a surprise for me watching this
movie. Yeah. It was like that, and like even mentions of Sam.
Yeah.
Like, those were surprising, but like pleasantly surprising to me. And I kept telling that to people. And like, again, like, I don't know what people were talking about, because even the people that I was talking to personally were even like, this looks great. Like, I can't wait for it. Like, I don't get it. I don't know what you guys saw. Like, it's whatever.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. I legitimately am questioning whether or not people saw the same trailer that I did.
Yeah. It's so weird.
It's legitimately like, I watched this trailer and I smiled the whole time. And like, even the use of the song choice for this trailer, like I told you, I watched it the first time and I was like, is that Ramble On? I was because it's like they chose a song. It's, we don't hear it in every trailer or every movie. And I was like, oh, what a refreshing, you know, change of pace. I like that.
Yep.
So, I'm excited for this movie. I think the trailer looks great. And screw the haters. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. Agreed.
And this is coming. Do we have a release date on this swag?
It said February 18th, I believe.
February 18th, 2022. You are correct. So, again, coming pretty soon. Pretty soon.
It's like, I should. Of course, I'm right. I watched it four times in a row. I saw that date four times.
Well, that's why I asked you. I was like, if anyone's going to know, it's going to be. But hey, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. The first trailer for Uncharted. Let us know what you thought of it. And there it is. Those are the trailers for today. I'm sure there were a few that we missed, but I feel like these were the big ones that I wanted to talk about. So that's what we talked about. All right, let's talk real quick, because again, this isn't, I mean, it's a huge news story, but there's not a lot of news behind it, so there's not a lot to talk about. Dune Part 2, greenlit, confirmed by everybody, by Warner Brothers, by Legendary. All the cast and everybody tweeted it out, posted it on Instagram. Part 2 is coming. It was officially announced only a couple days after the movie dropped. So everybody's happy. Studio's happy. Denis Villeneuve is very happy. I know he is. He's been talking about it nonstop since the end. And I'm happy for everybody involved, because I was really looking forward to part one. And obviously I'm really looking forward to part two. So Swag, what are your thoughts? Are you excited? Are you happy? How do you feel?
Yeah, definitely excited. Again, like, you know, going back to the review, like, it was great. I can't wait to get more. Like, the way it ended, it's like, it wanted me to, you know, like, I wanted more. Like, I wanted to continue the story, but obviously we couldn't, because that's all they shot. But, you know, hearing that we are getting part two makes me very excited, because then I get to see more where this story goes, and, you know, where we end up at the end of all of this. So, yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah. No, I'm 100% with you. And I will say this for some people. If, like I said, like, I know I was 100% invested in part one. I know you were as well, but this is for anybody who If you thought part one moved a little too slow for you, you can rest assured part two is going to move at a breakneck pace. I'm telling you that right now as someone who's read the book and knows what's coming. So again, if you thought maybe it was a little too slow moving for you, part two is definitely going to be more up your alley. So that's all I'm going to say. But yeah, Dune part two coming at you as of right now, scheduled for October 2023, which is 2 years from now. So, but of course, this is all subject to change. And if it does change, we will keep you up to date. So there it is. All right, Swag, let's talk about a story. I don't know if you saw this. I saw this yesterday and it got me really excited. So we talked about this when it was first announced. There's going to be a spin-off movie set in the John Wick universe as of right now, titled Ballerina, to be directed by Len Wiseman. We talked about this when it was announced. There was no casting. They hadn't even started shooting. They still have not started shooting. But the exciting thing is yesterday the news came out that none other than the girl on fire right now, Ana de Armas, is in talks to play the lead in Ballerina. I'm super excited because I love her. She's amazing. She's fantastic. Again, she's on fire right now. And yeah, I really want this to happen. I do. I 100% want this to happen. I hope they can make a deal. I hope they can come to an agreement and she signs on to do this. Because look, this movie has my attention. Look, they've got my money. Directed by Len Wiseman. Fantastic. Set in the world of John Wick. I'm all here. I'm here for it. If you can give me this piece of casting, I will not complain. Yeah. I'm just going to sit here and let you shove it right in my mouth. But yeah, so I'm really excited about this. I hope it works out. How do you feel, Swag?
Yeah. No, that's... hope it does happen, because I'm with you. Like, I've seen her in a lot of things and she's always turned out wonderful performances. So to kind of see her get to play a character like this in this universe would be great. But also, if she does, that would also give opportunity for her to maybe appear in a John Wick film. So that would be great.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hope it happens.
It's worth noting that this movie is being written by the same person who's writing Chapter 4 and 5. So yeah, there's a very real chance that she might pop in one of the other John Wick movies. So great point.
Yep.
Great point. But yeah, I'm excited. But there it is. Again, we don't have much to go on. This is the story that broke yesterday. Nothing has been confirmed, but if that changes, we will keep you up to date. So there you go. This other story was something I did talk to you about, and it's one that kind of baffled the entire internet. I am, of course, talking about, I hope you guys heard this story. Bill Murray let slip that he's going to be in the third Ant-Man movie.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that he like accidentally said something. Like, he straight up was like, oh, I'm in a thing. Like, here, I'll read. So he was promoting Wes Anderson's latest film, The French Dispatch. And he was doing an interview, and someone asked about working with directors, multiple directors multiple times, and whether that's important to him to work with filmmakers he knows and he likes. And his answer was, again, no one asked him about Marvel specifically, but his answer was, and I'm quoting the article right now, "You know, recently I made a Marvel movie. I probably won't tell you, but never mind." And then he said, let's see. Despite the MCU not really being his normal thing, he said, in any case, some people are quite surprised why I decided on such a project. But for me, the thing was quite clear. I got to know the director, that director being Peyton Reed, and really liked him very much. He was funny, humble, everything you want from a director. He also cited Peyton Reed's movie. He said the cheerleader story, Bring It On. was a damn good film. That's what he said. So I read, although I'm not interested in these huge comic book adaptations as an actor otherwise. Which is crazy. He also said, let's put it this way. The director is a good guy, and now I've at least tried out what it's like to shoot a Marvel movie, but I don't think I need that experience a second time. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't get your hopes up that he's going to weave in and out of the MCU. This is, in his own words, this is a one and done. So, and everybody's obviously speculating who he's playing. And I myself and a bunch of others online were already saying, like, you know, there's a very real possibility he's just playing Bill Murray. you know, like, he's probably just going to pop up as himself, like he did in the Zombieland movies. So, and if that's the case, cool. I'm all for that. What do you think about this, Swag?
Oh, yeah. Like, it's funny because, like, I watched Zombieland again recently. So, right. Like, seeing that whole scene again, like, that was great. But, and it's that thing with, like, I love Bill Murray. I've always have. So, you know, knowing this, it's like, yeah, like, that's great. Like, he's going to be in an MCU movie. Like, and Ant-Man, too. It's like, oh, if he's not playing himself, which, again, that's the biggest possibility. But if he is playing somebody else, like, of course Ant-Man would be the one that he would be in. Like, that. Mm-hmm. All of those movies are just funny and just fun and are a good time. So for him to be in this next one, it's like, yeah, it makes sense. So, you know, whether he's playing himself or some other character, I'm just excited to see Bill again. So, yeah, it's I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I don't really know what else we can say about it other than because, again, we don't know a whole lot. So, again, we'll keep you guys up to date. But let us know what you think. Are you excited for it? And who do you think he's playing if he's not playing himself? All right, let's move on to this next story. We got another story in the MCU. Again, this news broke a couple weeks ago, but again, because of our schedule, we just didn't get to talk about it. We got the confirmation. Even director James Gunn confirmed this. Will Poulter is playing Adam Warlock in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. The character was, of course, teased in one of the multiple credit scenes in Volume 2. And obviously people were speculating who was going to play the character. You know, the typical unimaginative choice being Zac Efron. And that's not me trashing Zac Efron. I love that guy. But again, like, that always seemed like the safe choice. So when this was announced, I was actually I'm very much on board with this. I really like this idea. I think Will Poulter is a very committed actor. If you only know him from some of his comedic stuff, I think that's a disservice to him, his talent, and I feel like most people don't know. Will Poulter was originally cast as Pennywise in It and It Chapter 2. Well, what would have been It Chapter 2. But he had to drop out for some reason. I don't remember what it was. But the fact that he even got the role shows that he did something right in the audition for it. Obviously, all that didn't end up happening. Like I said, he had to drop out for whatever reason and didn't get to do the role. But I think that speaks to the strength of his skills as an actor. And yeah, I'm very excited to see what he does with the character. I feel like this is obviously not what people were expecting nor what they wanted, but honestly, that makes me even more excited for it. How do you feel about this, Swag?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's that thing where, like, I'm not super familiar with a lot of his stuff. But again, like, just getting casting for the next Guardians is pretty great. Just again, like, finally getting somebody to play the character and knowing who they are and knowing what they're maybe going to look like, kind of getting an idea is just helpful and really great. And again, like, I trust he's going to do a great job, and, you know, like, I can't wait to see what he does with the character. I'm sure, you know, I'm sure him and James are gonna make the character enjoyable to watch on screen. So, yeah, just can't wait.
Oh, for sure, man. For sure. I think that's what makes me most excited about this. Not just that it's the out of the box
Yeah.
choice, box choice, but it's that it's James Gunn, you know?
Yeah.
And anybody knows how to deliver on this character, it's going to be James Gunn. I mean, we were talking about this recently, you know, like in regards to The Suicide Squad, which, by the way, is currently available on Blu-ray and 4K, so go check it out. But we were talking about like what he did with that movie and what he did with the first two Guardians of the Galaxy movies, and it's like, yeah, I feel like if anyone can take people's expectations for this character and just completely destroy those expectations, but then something even better, yeah, it's going to be that guy.
Yo.
So yeah, I think this is fantastic casting. I was on board with this from the moment I read the headline, and yeah, I support this 100%. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Do you have any other thoughts on this slide?
No, not really. Just can't wait to see what happens, what comes of this.
Yeah, I agree. But there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Let us know what you think. Try and keep it civilized. That's all we ask. Let's move on to the next story, Swag, because this one was kind of a doozy. So, I don't know if you remember this, but after the billion-dollar success of the first Aquaman movie, and we did talk about this on the show, but this was back when we were still audio only. They announced Warner Brothers and DC announced a spin-off from Aquaman, at that time referred to as The Trench. And we were led to believe that it was going to be solely focused on the trench and the trench dwellers, and it was going to be mostly a horror movie set underwater, which sounded cool. And I did admit at the time, I was like, yeah, that sounds cool, and I really loved Aquaman, but I'm not sure if this is necessary. Do you remember us talking about that, Swag? Do you remember
Yes,
that
I
was?
do. I do remember that.
I don't remember if it was last year in 2020 or if it was this year. Warner Brothers announced a bunch of movies that have since been canceled. Ava DuVernay's New Gods movie being one of them, and of course, The Trench was announced that they were not moving forward on that, which sucked. But again, at the time, I was like, I don't know if that was necessary or if we even needed it. But you know, whatever. It's whatever, you know.
Yeah.
However, this past week, you know, obviously DC fandom was 2 weeks ago, and we talked about the Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom EPK that they released, and we got our first look at Black Manta's new armor, his costume, and we all thought like this looks amazing. James Wan was showing them off on his Instagram page, and someone asked him if there was any chance that we would see Black Manta in a streaming series, a solo streaming series on HBO Max. To which James Wan replied, "I'll let you in on a secret. The canceled Trench spin-off movie was going to be a secret Black Manta movie." And now I'm really mad. I'm really mad that they canceled that movie now. Because think about it, man. Think about it. Because the movie probably would have debuted before Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom.
Yeah.
And it would have been about, again, I don't know if for sure this is what they were going to do, but I saw fans speculating online. It could have been about Manta after the events of the first Aquaman movie, traveling into the trench to find either a weapon or some other means of killing Aquaman.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, that would have been so cool, especially because it would have tied into the sequel and you would have gotten to see that character grow and mature, and that's so exciting. It's like, and they canceled the movie, of course, because of course a bunch of idiots.
Morons.
Yeah. And now it seems like what that plot would have been is gonna be a smaller subplot in Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, which
Yeah.
is fine. But again, I would have loved to have seen that movie.
Yeah, agreed.
And again, especially since Yaya has been on fire since Aquaman. It's like, why do you not want to capitalize on that? Like, that's, you're leaving money on the table. Like, what is wrong with you guys? But yeah, man, this upset me and angered me so much. Like, I was so mad when I found this out. Like, and I'm still upset. Like, don't think I'm not angry about this still. I am still upset. But, Swag, how do you feel about this, man?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. It's, like, now knowing that that's what that was, it's like, yeah, that would have been great. Because, again, like, the character in the first Aquaman, like, yeah, it was one of the best parts. Like, just getting to see Black Manta do his thing in live action was just so amazing. But also, like, seeing Yaya's performance as the character was great. And so, like, getting a solo movie would have been amazing. Like, we probably, if it had come out, like, if they had made it, we probably would have been, like, loving it. Like, just, it's that thing where it's like, we love the character, and we loved Yaya's performance. Like, it would have been such a great thing to just get a solo movie, and also just kind of watch this character go on, like, this journey, and, yeah, again, like, develop and go through all these things. Like, it would have been so great, and then have that lead into the next movie, and have his character, see how, where his character goes from that movie into this one, and see how that progresses. Like, that would have been amazing. So, yeah, I'm very upset that we didn't get this.
Yeah. I don't think people understand. I am legitimately still upset about this. Like,
yeah.
It's so frustrating. Because, again, like, Yaya is on fire right now. Yep. Like, movie after movie, project after project. Like, and it's not like the things he's doing aren't being well received, or, you know, like, the dude is like, he's on fire right now.
Yeah, he is.
Like, why wouldn't you want to do that? It's like, so
capitalize on that, man. You would have brought so many people over to the DCEU, you know, people like finding out about his character and like loving Black Manta and just giving more spotlight to that character. Like, yeah, that, you guys missed a huge opportunity right there.
A massive opportunity. I'm upset. I do love that James put Warner Brothers on blast like that, though. Yeah. So, shout out to James Wan, you're a real one. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, let us know what your thoughts are on this matter. If you were looking forward to that movie, if you are now upset that it's not happening like I am, let us know what you think. All right, so we're going to stay in the DC world. We're going to head over to a story that's a much better story. And this, again, like, finding out that movie was a Black Manta movie and that it was canceled upset me. Not happy about it at all. But this other story broke, and I'm so happy about this. Like, this is great. Give me more of this. So we've been talking about the Batgirl movie quite a lot recently.
Yeah.
And especially since it looks like it's gearing up to start shooting. If you remember, I think we talked about it a couple months ago. It's rumored to start shooting either in November or December. And it looks like that's still on track to be the case, considering we just got this huge piece of casting. And again, this piece of casting made me so happy and so excited. I remember I was so excited reading it. I immediately was like, Swag!
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is happening! In case you guys haven't heard the news, here it is. Brendan Fraser has been cast in Batgirl. Who's he playing, you might be asking? He's playing Firefly, the villain of the movie. And if you remember, like, back when we were speculating, we didn't have a lot of details, but they said the villain of the movie was going to be a, I forget how they described him, but I was like, Swag, doesn't that sound a lot like Firefly?
Yeah.
Like, it sounds a lot like Firefly. And hey, it's Firefly. So, and he's going to be played by Brendan Fraser, which is fantastic because, like, number one, Brendan Fraser clearly loves being in the DC universe because he's already Cliff Steele, Robot Man, on Doom Patrol. And now the fact that he, again, I don't know if he auditioned for this or if they came to him and they were like, we want you to play this. And he was like, yes. regardless of how it happened, the fact that he was interested and agreed to do it shows how much he is invested in this universe. But this will give him the opportunity to play. Again, he's going to be the villain, so he'll get to be scary and menacing, which he doesn't get a lot of chances to do. Not that he hasn't done it, but at least I don't remember him doing it that much. But also, Firefly has a pretty tragic backstory. Yeah. So he'll still get to flex those muscles on screen as well. And, like, I am so excited. Look, I'm so happy for Brendan Fraser. Like, the comeback kid, you know?
Yeah.
I talked about it when Doom Patrol first came out. And we were like, I'm so glad that he's working again. And he's doing this high-profile show. And it's getting all this attention. And his performance specifically is being highlighted as a reason to watch. And then he's just been getting more and more work consistently since then. And now he's going to be in this big comic book movie, and it's fantastic. It just warms my heart, man, because I feel like if no one else deserves it, Brendan Fraser deserves it, man. Like, that man has been through so much in the last 15 years. Like, my heart goes out to him, and I'm so happy for him, man. Like, and seeing the way the internet has rallied behind him as well is just heartwarming. It really makes you remember that there are good people in the world and that good things can happen to good people. So,
yeah.
I'm so excited for him, and I know I'm not alone in that. So, yeah. Swag, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm super pumped. Cause yeah, it's like, I know Brendan Fraser from a lot of other things, like from my childhood specifically, but also, like, again, like, seeing him play Cliff in Doom Patrol was great. Like, he was giving a really solid performance. And yeah. So to hear that he's going to be playing Firefly, it's like, yeah, like, bring it. Like, let's, like, I can't wait to see what he does. Like, I can't wait to see how he makes us fear this character, but also kind of feel for him at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what his costume, his suit's going to look like. I can't wait to just see him on screen. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about that, too. I was like, what's he going to look like in this
movie? Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing, the suit that he's going to wear, but also remember, Firefly is, like, badly burned.
Yeah.
So he's going to be in some makeup. So, yeah, I'm really excited to see what, number one, what he's going to look like, what he's going to do with the character. I'm excited to see this movie, man. I was already excited. I'm, like, 10 times more excited now.
Yeah.
And also, we should clarify for people. I know we reported on it back when the talks began. But it has been confirmed J.K. Simmons is returning to play Commissioner Gordon in this movie. So that's also very awesome. But yeah.
Yes.
Brendan Fraser continues his phenomenal comeback. And I think we're all very happy about that. So, and this is not the last time I'm going to talk about Brendan Fraser in this episode. So just wrap up. All right. So that's the news. We're going to get into TV time. But before we get into, like, I do want to talk about the Titans finale. Mm-hmm. We're only going to talk about the finale. And we are going to talk about Stargirl as well. But before we do any of that, because Cliff isn't here I want to talk about this week's episode of Doom Patrol. We were just talking about Brendan Fraser, so let me talk a little bit more about Brendan Fraser, specifically this week's episode of Doom Patrol, titled Subconscious Patrol. I went on Twitter already and talked about, like, Brendan Fraser's performance in this week's episode genuinely moved me to tears, and I'm starting to get a little emotional just thinking about it. But my goodness, again, if you forgot just how talented he is as an actor, watch this week's episode of Doom Patrol. I was not expecting him to do the things he did or to move me the way that he did. And it was just, it's such a beautiful, heartbreaking performance. And yeah, I just can't say enough about Brendan Fraser. This week's episode of Doom Patrol, just in and of itself, was fantastic. But Brendan Fraser's performance specifically stood out to me as the reason to watch this week's episode. And that's not to diminish anybody else, because Matt Bomer also turned in a powerhouse performance this week. He's right up there with Brendan this week. Everybody in the cast, Diane Guerrero, she did a phenomenal job this week. This week's episode was so powerful and so moving in unexpected ways. I'm trying to keep myself from getting too emotional just thinking about it, but it was so good, man. It was so good. Like, as emotional and heartbreaking as it was, I also was genuinely, like, smiling and laughing at certain moments. Like, this week's episode was such a roller coaster of emotions, but in the best way possible. So Doom Patrol continues to crush it, continues to be, like, probably the best superhero show on TV. Yeah, this week's episode, 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. This was a brilliant, brilliant episode. Brilliantly written, performed. It was just great. It was great. I cannot compliment it enough. But yeah, so there it is. All right, Swag, let's talk about, we're going to do this a little bit out of order. Let's talk about the Titans finale, because that was last week, and we didn't get to talk about it. Yeah. So let's talk about it, man. How did you feel about the season 3 finale of Titans titled Purple Rain?
I was relieved that we didn't get a really bad finale. I actually enjoyed it. It's, and again, like I said, it was just so nice that, like, we actually got the story to pick up again, and, like, it was just enjoyable to watch. So, seeing all the characters kind of finally get together and start working as a team again was also really nice. Especially, like, seeing them, like, trying to figure out everything, like, the clues and try to pinpoint everything. Again, like, that was the one thing that I definitely enjoyed the most out of the season, is seeing the team work together, but also just seeing, like, a lot of, like, detective work going down. But this final time specifically made me really happy, because it was that thing where it's like, yeah, like, I love Batman and I love the aspect of, like, you know, being the world's greatest detective, but, you know, like, the Titans, like, they're their own thing. And kind of seeing Dick kind of be like, well, we can't, it's what he wants, like, we shouldn't do it this way, like, we need to do this a different way, our way. And, like, they just go for it. So, and that was, like, that made me really happy. So, yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said, man. This episode, I enjoyed it. Like, I was relieved that, yeah, that it wasn't a terrible finale. Like, I was like, I just don't make the same mistakes the season 2 finale did, and we'll be fine.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed that we didn't get, like, a big confrontation, a big epic confrontation, but at the same time, it's like,
yeah,
well, as long as we don't get what happened last time, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with everything you said, man. I as much as I love Batman and the Bat family, I feel like that was one of the things I didn't like about this season, was the reliance on a all that stuff. And so I was like, I just hope we're not going to stay in Gotham for season four. And then the way the episode, they're like, let's get the out of here. And I was like, yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Like, let's get out of Gotham. And I was like, yeah, you guys probably should. Because, yeah, you're right. That's what I was thinking the whole time. It's like, the Titans are not Batman-centric characters. I mean, yes, like, Dick Grayson, Nightwing, is a member. And Robin is from time to time. But that doesn't mean that they're Batman characters, you know? Like, so... yeah, that was one of the aspects of this season that I wasn't really on board. I mean, it didn't bother me enough to complain about it, but it was enough that I was like, I hope we don't do this next season.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I thought this finale was good. I thought it was a good way to end this season. And they didn't... this season finale did not irritate, shall we say, the majority of the fan base, like the season two finale did. So much so, like, they continued to poke fun at it, having Donna, like, call down the lightning.
Yeah.
I just saw it go right through her, and she's like, not this time. Yeah. And I was like, hey, cool. That's but yeah, no, I thought this was a big step up over the season two finale. And these last two episodes were definitely a step up from the previous two episodes. So, I'm going to give this this episode probably an 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Like, I did still have a few issues with it, but I ultimately enjoyed it, like, way more. So, yeah. 8.5. Maybe a 9. Maybe a 9. But, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say the same. Because it was a thing with, like, yeah, it could have definitely been better, but at least it wasn't, like, you know, it wasn't a bad finale. Like, it was still it was still pretty good.
Yeah, it didn't leave us,
it wasn't, like, great. Yeah.
So, yeah, there it is. And honestly, as a whole, season three, I think is probably the same. It's probably, like, an 8.5, maybe a 9 out of 10.
Yeah. I'm going to say a 9, because it wasn't until, like, the last few where it started to drop. Like, I feel like it was pretty good up until that point, so I'm going to say a 9.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. I think 9. 9 is fair, because it really was those two episodes right there.
Yeah.
Where it was like, this is not good. But yeah. they did turn it around, and they did manage to stick the landing. So, yeah, I think 9 is fair. 9 is fair. But yeah, let us know, ladies and gentlemen, what you thought of the finale for Titans and what you thought of season three as a whole. So, all right, let's talk about Stargirl, man, because, excuse me, like I said, Doom Patrol, I feel, is consistently the best superhero show on TV currently, but I think Stargirl has managed to deliver consistently well-executed episodes all season. Like even though they're not super action-heavy this season, they're still, like, compelling and engaging enough that... because I'm not going to lie, man, like, as good and as great as Doom Patrol is, there are times during some episodes where I'm like, all right, can we speed this up a little bit?
Yeah.
And again, I think Doom Patrol is a phenomenal TV show. I'm just saying, every now and then it does drag, just a little bit. Stargirl, again, not being very action-heavy this season, has managed to keep my interest enough that I never feel like, all right, speed this up. Like, let's go. And I don't know if that's the strength of the characters or the writing or the performances or whatnot. But yeah, Stargirl is killing it this season, I think. This week's episode was very cool in that we did get some answers, and finally starting to see the team come back together, but also some new members possibly.
It's nice.
I'm glad we're starting to get back to Jakeem and the Thunderbolt, even though technically we did not see the Thunderbolt in this episode. But it, I'm glad to see that Jakeem is being pulled into the fold finally. I'm glad Jenny is back because she like disappeared real quick early in the season, and I was like, "Well, what was that? Like, is that all we're gonna get?" So I'm glad she's back. I'm glad she's getting more to do. I'm glad Yolanda and Rick are back as well.
Because
I was really worried about both of them, to be honest.
Yeah, same.
But I liked that, and again, spoiler alerts, I liked that it was Cindy that got Yolanda back on the team.
Yeah.
You know, because Courtney went at it like, I need you, the team needs you, it's not the same without you. And she was like, whatever, I'm out. And then Cindy's like, we don't need you because they have me. And then Yolanda's like, mm-mm. I love that. I love that. That was great.
Yeah.
I'm interested in this new dynamic, you know? I think it's great. Also, getting to see Pat being not so squeaky clean.
Yeah.
Was a welcome change. Unexpected, but very well. I really liked this episode, man. I was really into it. What'd you think, man?
I enjoyed it. Again, getting the team back together and, like, kind of feeling a little bit of relief that everybody was okay. But also, Pat and, like, that performance in that scene specifically was amazing. Like, he tried it the nice way. It didn't work, so you gotta go the other way.
And I love that he even brought up, like, you know, when I was in the military, and I was like, oh, right, he was. I forgot. And especially, like, getting to see Luke Wilson.
Yeah.
You know, get to be a bit darker than he normally, does was nice. That was a great moment, for sure.
Specifically, like, when he goes to pick up Rick, he's like, how did that happen? He's like, I don't know. Let's go.
That was a great moment. It's like you see Pat like dip into the darkness a little bit and then immediately just back like, I don't know, man. Let's get out of here. That was so good, man. I love Luke Wilson. I know I say that every time we talk about the show, but I love that dude.
Yeah, same.
He's so good. I really love this week's episode of Stargirl, man. I'm going to say this is probably a 10 out of 10 for me as well. What about you?
Yeah, agreed. 10 out of 10 for sure.
Yeah. And especially that cliffhanger, man. I can't wait to see where the rest of the season goes.
So, yeah.
All right, man. I think that's, according to what I have here, that's all we got. Was there anything else you wanted to say or shout out before we wrap things up?
No, I believe that is it.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there it is. That's the news this week. Like I said, we had a lot, but thankfully we got through it in pretty good time. So, yep. again, Cliff could not be here this week. We're hoping that he comes back to us full time soon. Again, he's having some scheduling conflicts with his day job. And hey, I get it. We've all been there. Cliff, just keep doing your thing, and we'll see you back as soon as you can. In the meantime, Swag, throw up his link on screen for everybody to see so that they can show him all the love and support. And, he deserves it. So he's working hard right now, and go show him some support. He deserves it.
Yes.
Swag, go ahead and pimp your YouTube channel.
Yeah, you guys can come over to youtube.com, Mr. Swagtastic. Again, I pumped out some Far Cry videos. I have plans to pump out some more. Hopefully some really spooky content coming out soon before, the end of the month. And even then, you can watch it year-round. Not all of it's going to be super specific. There's one thing that I am working on that is going to be very time-specific that will be coming out on Halloween Day. But that's just because I had to spend all week working on it. We got it done. Now I got to get everybody together. We got to record it, and I got to edit it. So, just so happens that it's going to end up releasing on the day of Halloween.
On Halloween.
Yep. So if you're interested, come check it out. And if you can't catch it, then that's fine. It will be there. It's a video. You guys can check it out whenever you feel like it. So yeah, come hang out. It's a good time.
Absolutely. You know where to find him, Mr. Swagtastic on YouTube, so check him out. I'm, of course, Antonio Padilla. You can find me on all social media at Tron Pilgrim or at Tron Pilgrim 87. You'll know which one is me. Don't forget that if you're watching this, you're watching this on YouTube, and if at any point during this video you enjoyed it, give us a like rating. Costs you nothing, helps us out a lot. Subscribe to Nerds of the Roundtable. Hit that bell notification so you're notified every time a video goes up. Leave a comment down below if you're so inclined, but again, be respectful, be civilized. That's all we ask. And, you know, if you're listening to us, you're listening to us on anchor.fm/nerds. Listening to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, everywhere podcasts are available. Don't forget to like Nerds of the Roundtable on Facebook, facebook.com/realnerdsoftheroundtable. And you can follow us on Twitter at realnerds_. Now, once again, if you're a listener, please do yourself a favor, check out the YouTube channel so you can check out the Halloween special, even if it's after Halloween. Just give it a watch, you know, see if it's something you're interested in, because hopefully we're going to do another one next year. And I've already got some ideas for that, and I'm not going to talk about it right now. But also, someone who helped out on the production did a behind-the-scenes video while we were shooting it. So you can go check out that YouTube channel, Cutie Cake Danny. She has the behind-the-scenes footage. And Swag, I think maybe in a week or two, maybe you can cut together some bloopers
yeah.
and upload them as well. So there's going to be a lot of content related to that, the Halloween special that we did this year. So do yourself a favor, go check all that out. It's on YouTube. Again, it's not going to be on any of the listening platforms because that defeats the purpose of the Halloween yeah. special. So do yourself a favor, hop on YouTube. Again, you just have to search Nerds of the Roundtable. There are quite a few Nerds of the Roundtables, but if you're wondering which one is us, you'll know us by the logo. It's the red background with the black crown and the N inside of it. That's us. And again, you'll be able to find all these other channels like Cutie Cake and Swag via the Nerds channel. So you won't have to like around looking for everything. But yeah, so again, I'm just trying to highlight all the hard work everybody involved did with it because I'm real proud of everything everybody. Cliff was involved. He is in the Halloween special quite a bit, and honestly he's worth watching because he's doing a character. Like, that's the thing I want people to like. On camera it's myself, it's Cliff, but it's not Antonio and Cliff. We're playing characters in this thing, so go check it out. I loved what Cliff was doing. I thought the character he did was great. So yeah, so just go check it out. You know, any support is appreciated.
Yep.
But there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Join us next time, same nerd channel. Good night, folks. Swag, cue that outro.
Yeah!